like them that dream. And for a little bit tonight, we'd like to preach on when God turns dreams into realities. When God turns dreams into realities. And they said, when the Lord had turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Israel had been in bondage, had been slaves, and now all of a sudden they had just returned from bondage and come home back to Israel. So they were happy. Amen. They were glad. There was rejoicing in the camp. No longer were they underneath the taskmaster, the slave master anymore. Now they were free to enjoy their own homeland that God had blessed them with. And the joy which seemed to flow out of the Israelites here was so great that it seemed just too good to be true. Amen. It's just as if somebody came up to you tonight and said, well, I want to take you out and buy you a new house or buy you a new car. You look at them and say, hey, this is too good to be true. This is what Israel felt like after they were free from captivity. Amen. But the captivity had been great tonight. Amen. And captivity for the slaves was painful. It was an awful experience. Amen. But just as great as it was painful, amen, so much the more was so great the deliverance that God had wrought in for Israel tonight. So sudden, so overwhelming was their deliverance and joy that they felt ecstatic. They felt just like men out of themselves. We've heard the same time sometimes when people say, well, I was just beside myself with pride. In other words, you couldn't contain it. There had to be at least two of you to contain it. So our text says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. In other words, each one of the Israelites, as they was walking out of that captivity, going back into that promised land, they said, is this a dream? Are we really leaving it all? They said, if it's a dream, then let me sleep on. And don't let me wake up. And tonight, amen, natural captivity is a horrible thing. Amen, the slaves in the United States experience awful things and tragedies. Then in the connecting of spiritual captivity tonight is even a greater thing. Amen. The natural captivity. Amen. There was a lot of slaves in natural captivity. Amen. But yet in spiritual life, they was rejoicing in the Lord. They were serving the Lord with gladness. And tonight the spiritual captivity is worse. Tonight, some here might be in spiritual captivity. That don't mean necessarily that you sin, that you're a sinner. It don't even mean that you've got sin in your life. Sometimes all it means is just the devil has gotten the upper hand upon you, and that tries your mind. You're still fighting. You're still struggling on to get to victory. But sometimes Satan still weighs us down. Amen. But just as God delivered you and I at our conversion, delivered us from the sins of the past and washed us by His precious, spotless blood. I mean, tonight God can also deliver you and I, amen, from the multitude of troubles that sometimes sweep over our lives. Amen. God can still deliver from sin and from pride in our lives. God can still deliver from sickness tonight. When Jesus resurrected and appeared to the disciples, He said, touch my hands and feel the nail prints in my hand. Put your hand in my side and see where the spear was in my side. Amen. This was after He resurrected and already ascended to heaven the first time. Amen. But can I tell you, I believe that possibly Jesus still bears some of the stripes on His back, and some of them stripes are still there. Why? Amen. As a testimony that God is still able to heal us tonight. Have you ever dreamed for anything? When he was little, man, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. I want to be a doctor or a nurse or whatever. Amen. But I want to say tonight, amen, in our Christian experience, you and I still need to have dreams of what we want to see God do in our lives. We still need to have dreams of what we want to see God do. And now we want to see Him flow in our church services. And now we want to see Him help us to overcome certain things in our lives. So God's still able to turn our dreams tonight into realities. Come on. still able to deliver. Amen. God is still able to deliver from heartache. He's still able to deliver from bitterness. He's still able to deliver from depression and discouragement tonight. Amen. It don't matter how big the problem is, church. Amen. Our God is still a bigger God. It don't matter how great the problem is. Our God is still a greater God tonight. The Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. One day this verse will have a higher fulfillment in the day of the final overthrow of the powers of darkness. Like Brother Collins is going to preach on this morning, when Satan is finally bound, finally thrown in the lake of fire. Amen. Then we can really say we're like one that dreams, because no more tempter coming after us. No more accuser of the brethren bringing our past sins and our past faults up in our front of our face. Right now we can only dream for that day, but one day it's going to be a reality in our lives. We're going down to verse 2. And it said, then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. It was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was filled with singing. Amen. That's all they could do. Amen. And they were so full of joy they couldn't contain themselves. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the man speaketh. And tonight when we got hate and sin and bitterness in our life, it's going to come out. But we turn and look at the other end of the spectrum, and when we got the joy of the Lord flowing in our hearts, amen, if it's in our heart, it's got to come out some way. Their mouth was filled with laughter. Amen. They couldn't even talk about all the great things that God had done for them and the great deliverance that God had wrought. My God. For speech was far too dull to them. The mercy was so unexpected. It was so amazing how God could deliver them from bondage. But the first word, chapter 2, says, then was our mouth filled laughter. Then it said, number 1, verse 1 says, when the Lord turned. And it goes, then our mouth. And can I tell you tonight, our God's wind tonight is our then. Amen. When God decides to move, then it is time for you and I to get inside of the flow of things. When God's Spirit wants to come down, when God begins to deal with the heart, when God wants to flow among us, then tonight when God wants to move, then it's time for us to get up and to rejoice in the blessing of the Lord. Then it's time to see our needs met. Then it's time to see those spiritual things we've been dreaming about. Then it's time to pray for those we've been praying for their salvation. God, when God moves, then we've got to move. That's how Israel felt going against Goliath. All of Israel, they were discouraged. Amen. There was no life left inside of them. Amen. When David, amen, threw the sling and the stone and not go out of town. That's how Israel felt. Then a rejoicing came in their lives. Hallelujah. It was laughter and singing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Sort of how Hezekiah felt in Isaiah 38. When God healed him, he said, oh Lord, by these things men live. See, it was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Amen. Tonight it's by the anointing of God that men are free to move. Amen. It's by the anointing of God, amen, that we can receive liberty in our spirit and souls. And I'm here to tell you tonight in this prayer service, God has got the picture poured and tipped over, and he's just waiting tonight for you and I to enter in and to receive the anointing of the Lord, to receive the Spirit of the Lord tonight. God's got the picture tipped. Amen. I say, let's get underneath it tonight. Amen. I want to step in and be a recipient of the blessings of God. Verse 2 goes on to say, Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Amen. It's a blessing. It's a blessed thing when saints get sinners talking about the loving kindness of the Lord. Amen. It's a great thing when people say, hey, amen, I know a little bit of what goes on inside of that church. Amen. I hear that God's been moving in there. I hear people in saints' lives are being touched. This is the Lord that done great things for them. Not just little things. Not just common things. But great things. Amen. Great things. Yes, I thank God for the little things. I thank God for the common things like starting my car and being able to go whenever I need to go. Amen. But tonight, church, God just wants sometimes to come by and do a great thing. Sometimes God wants to come by and turn our dreams into realities tonight.
Thank God.
Yes, sir. The Israelites thought they were in a dream. But the heathen weren't in a dream. They could see the blessings of God. They could see the results of God moving.
Come on, Jamie.
Verse 3 says, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. The Lord hath done great things. Who? Israelites said, for us. Amen. Not just for our other brothers and sisters, though I rejoice when somebody else gets blessed and somebody else's need gets met. Amen. But sometimes we just need it for ourselves tonight, church. Amen. God said for us. In other words, it's for you tonight. The ones who have been bought by the blood of Jesus. The one who's been bought by the Lamb of God. Amen. We are His children tonight. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, you can turn there if you like. It says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and on, it says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. For what man is there of you, who if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Amen. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, goes on to say, do ye also unto them. For this is the law of the prophets. Amen. But God said, amen, we, amen, our own sinful life and sometimes our own jealousies. Amen. We still give to others. Amen. But God said he would even do so more. Amen. I don't think any of us or any of you are parents. As of right now, I mean, you're not going to give your little child a stone. Everyone, they ask for a little fish. No, you're going to give them a fish, church. Can I tell you, the only stone that God's going to give us is the rock of ages, cry for me. And the song goes, let me hide myself in thee.
Thank God.
The Lord hath done great things for us. Well, we were glad, amen, we can leave here tonight at the end of the service here tonight and saying, thank you, Lord, for the great things that you've done for us, for me, tonight. But notice something. What did the heathen say? The Lord had done great things for them. Israel said, the Lord had done great things for us. Amen, the heathen. Amen, they wasn't saved. They didn't know about God's blessings. They didn't know about God's provision. All they could say was them. All they could do was wish for the peace that Israel had. All they could do was wish for the blessings. Amen, that Israel had in church. Can I tell you? Amen, all the world can do tonight is simply wish for the Spirit of God to flow upon them. All they can wish is tonight to feel the moving of God's Spirit. The heathen wished for it, talked about it, but Israel experienced it. And tonight God has the key. amen, just wanting to turn it inside of your heart, just wanting to turn the things you've been dreaming about, the things you've been praying about, the things you've been fasting and seeking the face of the Lord tonight. God wants to turn those things tonight, amen, from dreams into reality tonight. Verse 4 says, turn again our captivity, O Lord. Turn it again, O Lord. Amen. Where else could they go tonight but to the one who has turned their captivity before? Amen. Where else could you and I go tonight but the one who's turned our captivity from sin and deceit and turned our other spiritual captivities time and time again? Where else can we go? Well, as the song say, where could I go? Yeah. Amen. Where could I go seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend who would save me in the end? Where could I go but to the Lord tonight? Just God has the answers. God has the solutions. I might not have them. Somebody else might not have them. Amen. I don't know everybody's need, but I can rest assured you one thing. If you tell it to God, God knows about it. He's moving already on your behalf. He's already moving. Even when we don't see it. It says, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. It was a dry land there. They had to irrigate and direct the water, waters of the hills of the Euphrates as they poured over the parched land, their parched crops before planting season, because it was hot and dry over there. And just as every year came around that God sent floods down, amen, to water the dry beds of the southern torrent, amen, so can God fill our wasted and wearied spirits with floods of holy delight tonight, church. If God can send rain yesterday when it was so hot and sticky and muddy, how much more is God wanting to send down His Spirit upon you and I tonight? Those of us who've been dried up, those of us who are half dead tonight, God wants to send living waters and let it flow to our souls and let it flow to our spirit and let it flow to our services. God wants to send a torrent, a great flood of His Spirit. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 18, we all know it, but we'll read it, where it says in verse 41, Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, saying to Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great wind, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Amen. It said, just a little cloud the size of a man's hand. He said, I just see a cloud. And sometimes that's all we need, just to see one little small cloud. Have you ever heard of the cloud burst? When a cloud gets filled with too much water and it can't control, all of a sudden it bursts over. And that's what God wants to do here tonight, is not just give a little bit of rain, not just a little dew, not just a little shower, but God wants to see the cloud burst tonight. Elijah was looking. Elijah sent his servant up looking.
one time, two, and it goes on to seven times. He went back up the hill just to look for it. And tonight it might not come last Sunday or Wednesday or this morning. It might not even come tonight. But can I tell you, keep on looking for the cloud. Keep on looking for the breakthrough, because God wants to turn your dreams into realities. The verse goes on. Verse 5, it says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. If there's no sowing in tears, there's no reaping in joy. Amen. Sorrow is our sowing tonight. Even the Bible says, godly sorrow worketh repentance. Yes. Repentance. Yes. It worketh repentance.
Thank God,
Jesus. They that sow in tears shall reap. And joy goes, and I say, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. A lot of people talk about this, to see lost souls come in and get saved by knocking on doors and witnessing it. Yes, amen, you can put that in there, but that's not the only seed tonight that you and I need to sow. Amen, we need to labor inside of the church. We need to sow seeds of prayer. We need to sow seeds of gleaning, not just reading of the Word of God. A lot of people read the Word of God, but it never affects them. Amen. We need to read, and if we got to read it over until God reaches from His Word and grips our heart and speaks to you and I. We need to sow seeds of fasting, seeds of faith, seeds of repentance, seeds of obedience. And when you and I sow these seeds, we shall rejoice. Amen. Just as it says, there is no birth without travail tonight, so is there no spiritual harvest without painful tillage tonight. I'm sure if the earth could speak sometimes. Amen. Who wants the metal things to go up and down? You're tilling all, you're raking up all the grass and the weeds that are in it. Amen. If the earth could talk, I don't know. Amen. But saying is our hearts. Amen. It's not always easy to get out the things that lodge in there and become so comfortable. We come so used to, we cannot reap a spiritual harvest. I mean, God cannot turn our dreams, the things we've been praying about, into reality until we do so.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Verse 6 says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, it says, he that goeth forth.
Oh, yes.
In other words, the one who gets off his couch. Amen. The one who burns the midnight oil, the one who decides to pray around the altar just a little bit longer with sincerity, the one that goeth tonight.
Yes, Lord.
The day following the disastrous Chicago fire, this notice was found on a blanket ruined of an office building, and this notice said, it was once a flourishing shop, and this notice said, everything lost except for wife, children, and hope. This business resumes as usual tomorrow morning. Amen. The man had lost everything. He said, Father, I said, God, fire done. Swept, amen, just burnt down the building we had, this flourishing business. But the morning after the fire, he put a notice of everything lost except wife, children, and hope. And hope. And hope. Sometimes that's all it says. It didn't say, all except loss besides money. All except loss besides the products that I'm trying to sell. No, it said, oh, church, never lose hope. Lose hope. Never lose hope. Amen. Never lose hope tonight.
Never.
It says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Yes.
It says, shall doubtless. In other words, no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about Right. Amen. If someone didn't always tell the truth to you, would you believe them? No. Amen. You would not believe them. Amen. Tonight, amen, Christ never lies. Amen. If I was to tell you I want to buy you a new car, amen, you would probably know that I didn't have the money to buy you a new car. And doubtless, you would not believe in the church. Amen. God never lies tonight. Amen. Christ never lies. And if it's a promise in His Word, if God has promised you, then hold on to it tonight. Don't lose hope, but keep that dream alive. God will turn it into reality. And I'm closing. This shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing His seed with Him. Amen. Tonight in this prayer service, amen, God wants to prove Himself to you. Amen. The harvest fields are full of the blessings of God. And as the song said, come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. This could be the service that God wants to break your spiritual bondage. Whatever it is, be it sin, be it discouragement. Amen. Be it just a lack of being able to feel the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Tonight, amen, God wants to turn your dreams. Amen. God wants to turn the things you've been praying for. God wants to turn around the blessings and your reality tonight. In closing, amen, let's y'all just stand tonight in closing and just lift up our hands. Amen, time's out, but let's lift up our hands and say, God, amen, whatever I've been praying about, whatever I've been dreaming about, God, God, I pray tonight you would turn it into reality tonight. Oh, God, pour it upon us tonight. God, sing down your Spirit.